This is the World Industrial News for Monday, November 12th, brought to you by Industrial Info Resources of Sugar Land, Texas. This newscast is sponsored by Hilliard Corp., the world leader in motion control and filtration products since 1905. Following a third quarter that saw the devastation of Hurricane Michael, Southern Company saw a dip in profits as it faced the challenge of storm recovery and continued its divestment of coal-fueled assets. Industrial Info is tracking nearly $33 billion in active projects involving Southern, including more than $26 billion worth that are under construction. On Election Day, Coloradans soundly rejected a proposal that could have severely curtailed future oil and gas drilling in the state. By a 57% to 43% margin, voters turned down Proposition 112, which would have significantly lengthened the distance that new wells could be drilled from occupied buildings and waterways. The measure would not have affected the state's estimated 50,000 wells that are currently operating. TransCanada Corporation's controversial Keystone XL crude oil pipeline has received yet another setback. This time, a federal judge in Montana has halted construction on the pipeline, saying the U.S. government failed to examine closely the impact of the pipeline on greenhouse gas emissions and Native American land resources. And pharmaceutical major Merck Sharp & Dohme have confirmed plans to build a second manufacturing facility at its existing site in Carlow, Ireland, which will create 170 additional jobs. The new facility will focus on the production of vaccines and biologics, and there also will be expansion of warehouse and laboratory services at the site. For details on these and other breaking news, read the full stories at www.industrialinfo.com. I'm Peggy Tuck, reporting for Industrial Info News.